Have you ever made a decision you thought was right, only to realize later that God probably had a different plan? Thankfully, even when we don't listen, God doesn't abandon us. What you're about to hear is a powerful reminder of that. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's fascinating story comes from the book Amazing Miracles of Padre Pio and the Stories Behind Them by Frank M. Riga. It's about a young woman named Maria Penisi who experienced the power of Padre Pio's intercession not once, but twice, at moments when her survival seemed nearly impossible. But let's start from the beginning. Maria was born in Pretlčina, Padre Pio's hometown, and in 1922 she was attending a college in Benevento, a city not too far from home. But from the start of the school year, she had not been feeling well. She was tormented by constant coughing, difficulty breathing, and had no appetite. When her parents came to visit, they were so alarmed by her condition that they immediately sent her to live with her aunt in the mountains of Avellino, hoping that breathing the fresh mountain air would help her. But Maria only grew worse. Her father, Carmine, brought her to Naples to consult one of the most respected doctors of the time, Dr. Castronuovo. He diagnosed Maria with tuberculosis, with little hope of recovery. He predicted that she might die before the end of the year. Devastated, Carmine brought Maria back home to Pretlčina. Back home, Carmine began to think of Padre Pio. "He is our countryman," he thought to himself. Though he now lived in Giovanni, he was born and raised in Pretlčina. He's cured so many, why not my daughter? So, with some family members, Carmine and Maria traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo to ask Padre Pio for the grace of a healing. Now here's something fascinating. Though Padre Pio was indeed from Pretlčina, he had never met them before. Carmine had spent many years working in the United States. Yet, the moment he saw Maria, he greeted her by name. "You are Maria Penisi. You feel sick? You're mistaken. You're healthier than I am. Your lungs are of steel." Hearing this, Carmine interrupted. "Padre, my daughter is very ill. The doctors say her case is hopeless. You're a saint. You alone can save her." Padre Pio became more serious. "Don't worry. I will take care of it," he said. The very next day, Maria began to feel better. She was even able to walk uphill to the convent, something unthinkable just a day earlier. Every morning, she went to Padre Pio's Mass. In about a week's time, her coughing had almost completely stopped. Carmine, overjoyed, wanted to return home and have Maria resume her studies. He went to the convent to thank Padre Pio and to inform him that they were leaving. But Padre Pio replied, "Your daughter should not go back to school until after the holidays. If you must return to Pretlčina, do so, but Maria needs to stay here a little longer." Carmine objected, "But Padre, you're a saint. You can protect Maria even from afar." Padre Pio responded with an old Italian proverb, "The eye of the master fattens the horse." However, Carmine didn't listen. They returned to Pretlčina, and Maria went back to school. Within days, she relapsed, this time with a dangerously high fever. When Padre Pio heard what happened, he said, "I told them, if she had stayed here, she wouldn't have fallen sick." As the days passed, Maria grew weaker and weaker. Then, one evening in early January, a woman visiting from San Giovanni Rotondo, one of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters, came to see Maria. She had a cloth stained with blood from Pater Pio's stigmata. With her parents' permission, she pressed a relic to Maria's chest. Almost immediately, she began to feel better, and she fell into a peaceful sleep. An hour later, she awoke, her fever gone. The next day, a doctor came to check on Maria. When he took her temperature, he couldn't believe it. It was completely normal. Thinking his thermometer was broken, he tried another. Same result. He then ran a series of respiratory tests. Nothing. Maria was completely healed. Carmine traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo to inform Padre Pio and ask if Maria could return to school. This time, when Padre Pio said, "Wait another 12 days," Carmine didn't argue. Maria eventually returned to school and, despite missing 53 days, finished first in class. When she came back to San Giovanni to thank Padre Pio, he gently corrected her. "Give thanks to the Lord who has stopped your coughing and cured you again this time. You must give thanks to him and to no one else." And with that, the story concludes. Isn't that incredible? Once again, we see how Padre Pio's intercession was a channel of God's mercy. Even in disobedience, grace prevailed. It makes me stop and think, how often do we rush ahead with our plans instead of trusting in God's timing? So if you're going through something right now, don't give up. Ask Padre Pio and Our Lady to pray for you and trust in God's providence. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.